Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Carrie Mars Barron, Executive Director for the Recycling and Waste Reduction District of Porter County. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Carrie, tell our listeners what the Recycling and Waste Reduction District of Porter County is and what it does.
We are a solid waste management district of Indiana, and so what happens is we manage a lot of information on recycling, yard waste, and household hazardous waste events. Our main vision is that we engage every person in Porter County in an effective waste reduction lifestyle.
So I know you have a household hazardous waste collection coming up on October 9th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Porter County Expo. So what can residents bring to that event?
Oh, Carl, we have lots of things residents can bring. One highlight of this year's collection, actually in October, is tires. So if you have any household tires laying around, you know, they've been collecting in your shed or garage, you can certainly bring them. Along the way, you can also bring any odds and ends, those abandoned items that you've found in your basement, shed, or garage. It could be old batteries, it could be cooking oil, it could be cleaning solvents, driveway sealant, lighter fluid, fire extinguishers, any flammable liquids.
Sounds like an unlimited amount of things that you can actually bring. And so is there a limit?
Very true.
Yeah, is there a limit to how many people can bring, and does it cost anything to dispose of this? So like tires, if we brought tires, is there a limit to how many people can bring or any of the items that you've just read off to us?
Sure, of course. With tires, the first four tires up to size 19 inches, so that's your standard passenger car tire.
I see.
The first four are free. After that, passenger tires at 19 inches are $3. Between 20 and a 25 inch is $5. And over 25 inches is $15. So there's not really a limit. You just pay for the additional amount of tires. That's just only for tires.
I see.
For household hazardous waste, residents can bring everything and anything, and that's part of your user fee that you pay through Porter County property taxes, that $20 user fee. So
I see. We're familiar with a great project that you've been working on for years, but what about the gas can exchange program in partnership with NRPC? Can you tell our listeners about that program and how it works?
Of course, this is wonderful. We're thrilled to be a partner with NRPC along this line. So we encourage all Porter County residents, if you have some old gas cans in your home, maybe they have been sitting around for a long time, they're just not as environmentally friendly as the current new gas cans are. So if you bring in a gas can, we are happy to exchange it for a 2.5-gallon eco-friendly. So they're not giving off the fumes. They're much better for the environment. So the only downfall is we just give one gas can away per household. So if you bring five gas cans, we just give you one. But please, if you're not sure what to do with them, don't throw them away. Bring them to our event. We will happily take them to properly dispose of them.
So, Carrie, what are some items that are not accepted at the household hazardous waste collections?
Some of the things that are not accepted are latex paint. So latex paint, which is your standard paint that you collect, you know, that paints your interior of your home. If it says it's washable, you just have to pop the lid off and dry it out. It does not come to our event. We don't take any electronics. We do not take any large appliances. And then one of the new surprising ones is no barbecue propane tank. So if you're getting ready to put your grill away for the season, those barbecue tanks do not come to our event.
I see. So you talked a little bit about some surprising items, but what about some other surprising items that you've seen at these collections? I'm sure you could tell some stories.
We have great stories. It's fun to work in the recycling industry. There's lots of things. But some of the surprising items, certainly nail polish, mm-hmm. cooking oil, fluorescent light bulbs. We also have a special biohazard area. So if you take like insulin needles or any of those, the booster chemotherapy shots mm-hmm. that have medical sharps, you can come and dispose of them there. We also are doing clean, dry grocery and plastic film recycling. So through the pandemic, if you've been keeping all those newspaper plastic bags, you can certainly bring them and we'll take them. We take smoke detectors, ammunition, any unused fireworks, not certain what to get rid of. In essence, if there is a chemical in your basement or a toxic, corrosive, you're not certain, bring it out. The chemist on site will be able to let us know if they can take it or not. So you're not sure, bring it out.
No, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So tell our listeners how they can learn more about the Household Hazardous Waste Collection and the Recycling and Waste Reduction District of Porter County.
Carl, thanks so much. We can certainly send all of the residents to our website at PorterCountyRecycling.org. There's a long list. You can click on other items. You can click on the Household Hazardous Waste. There are many different ways you can check out the website. You can go to Facebook at Recycle Porter County. You can certainly give our office line a call at 219-465-3694.
Well, please keep up this great work that you're doing, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ms. Carrie Mars Barron, Executive Director for the Recycling and Waste Reduction District of Porter County. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.